Good evening and welcome to Encounter, this midweek service of prayer and presence. I'm so glad you're joining us, with whether you're here in the theater or joining us online. We're so glad that you are here this evening. My name is Erin Racine and I'm one of the pastors here at West End. One quick announcement, this is our last Encounter service for the year. We will not be meeting next week. They'll actually be showing the movie The Grinch here in the theater next week at 6 o'clock. But this service will not meet again for the year. Wednesday night programming will return on January 11th, so we hope you'll join us back then. And now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God and to spend time with God this evening. Join me in our gathering prayer. We come from a world of darkness into Christ's world of light. We come from a world of weariness into God's strength and hope. We come from a slumbering world. Strengthened by the Spirit, we come to awaken our souls and watch for the coming of Christ.
Does wonders for the godly. The Lord will hear when I call on the holy name. Do not sin, but tremble as you lie on your bed in silence reflect. In the night I can take my rest. You alone keep my life secure. Offer praise and worship to God. Put your trust in the Lord. Many sigh as they pray, Lord, show us your joy. When shall I see the light of your face? In the night I can take my rest. You alone keep my life secure. In my heart you have poured the fullness of joy, far richer than the harvests of grain and wine. In peace I lie down and sleep comes at once. For you, Lord, alone keep my life secure. In the night I can take my rest. You alone keep my life secure. To shame in your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. Let all things their Creator bless. Fortress, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net which is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Let all things their Creator bless. I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Let all things their Creator bless. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thank you. shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God whom I trust. For the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and will cover you with his pinions. Under the Lord's wings you will find refuge. God's faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Grant us salvation, Lord, in trouble be our refuge. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come to you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Grant us salvation, Lord, in trouble be our refuge. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For God will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Grant us salvation,
pray. Merciful God, you sent the prophets to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may celebrate aright the commemoration of the Nativity, and may wait with joy the coming in glory of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now hear these words from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you now to a time of reflection and response. Those of you here in the theater can take time for quiet contemplative prayer if you'd like to come. You may come forward and light a candle or two, or take a walk around the space, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Those of you at home can light a candle in your own home, or take a walk, or just sit in contemplative prayer. Let us continue in worship.
Thank you.
Invite you now to join in prayer. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, I invite you to say, hear our prayer. Together, let us pray. For the people of this congregation, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer and those in trouble, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the concerns of this local community, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the world, its people, and its leaders, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the Church Universal, its members, and its mission, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the communion of saints, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear all of our prayers, O God, both spoken and unspoken. We offer them to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, go in peace this night. Go knowing that Emmanuel, God with us, is indeed with you. Amen.